This graphic audio title features both parts of Superpowereds, Corpies, by Drew Hayes, in our dramatized adaptation format. We hope you enjoy listening to this complete title, featuring our radically different audiobooks. Check out the other action-packed series available in our graphic audio, A Movie in Your Mind, audiobook format.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic audio presents Superpowereds, Corpies, Part 1, by Drew Hayes. Narrated by Nanette Savard and performed by a full cast.
Owen sat in one of the waiting room's many reinforced chairs and flipped through an old Capes and Cowls magazine. It detailed the rise of one of the latest crops of heroes. Their costumes were crisp, their dialogue concise, their images squeaky clean. According to the photo spread and text, these wholesome homespun moral warriors would take the lead in creating a new world, free of immorality. It would have been more impressive if Owen didn't know that two of the featured four were already dead. He'd heard that another was in rehab upstate, and though the final member was still active, she wasn't quite so eager or wholesome anymore. She certainly didn't appear in op-ed pieces with interviewers. Now she just focused on getting the job done. Media darlings rarely lived up to their initial hype, and for the ones who did, the eventual fall just became all the more catastrophic. Owen set the magazine down when a muscular man younger than Owen stepped into the waiting room from the office. He wore a bright red costume with yellow trim, a matching mask, and a cape that fell to just above his calves.
If he's a flyer or a strongman, that cape is going to be a problem.
A couple of steps behind the costumed kid was an older, shorter man who was buttoning his suit jacket over a significant paunch.
And don't worry about a thing. You just go home and relax. We'll get this whole mess cleaned up and fixed before you can say, bam, piff, zow.
The costumed hero nodded his head and turned. His gaze lingered on Owen for a moment, the spark of recognition flickering through his eyes, almost immediately dismissed. No way. Couldn't be him. Must be a new guy who was a fan, paying homage with the outfit. He headed for the door without another glance.
Good to see you, Lenny.
Owen rose from the chair. From his much higher vantage point, he could see the bald spot that Lenny made no effort to conceal. Lenny spent every day around people who were physically superior to him. If his ego were wrapped up in his looks, it would have hanged itself long ago. He paused, taking in the massive form that loomed over him.
My stars, look at you!
It had been decades since he'd met this man, and he had the same chiseled frame, red shirt and jeans, dark curly hair, and bright mask. The most notable differences were under the mask, a crooked smile that wasn't as carefree, the stubble of a working man who didn't have time to shave, tired green eyes that lacked the luster and hope of a new hero.
Genetics is bullshit. I bet you don't even have to watch what you eat.
Not really, no.
Hell, my doctor has me eating whole wheat and cottage cheese every day for breakfast. You know what it takes to make that crap taste good?
No, what?
I have no clue. That's why I'm asking. Yeah, enough jawing in the waiting room. Come on in!
It was strangely comforting how little Lenny's office had changed since Owen left the hero world. The tacky decor, the oversized filing cabinets, the weathered globe that turned into a bar when you swiveled it. What had changed were the posters on the walls. Lenny always kept his brightest stars up, the hot tickets constantly on display so that everyone who came in knew the kind of clientele this man catered to. A few of the posters were even framed. These were the ones that weren't coming down, the heroes Lenny considered legendary. Owen only knew of one framed poster Lenny had taken off the wall, and he didn't hold it against him.
So, you want to come back to the life?
Owen smiled. He'd forgotten the way Lenny referred to working the hero scene.
Yeah, I do.
Lenny ran a hand through his ever-thinning hair.
Listen, Titan, you know I never held the whole fiasco against you. Shit happens. If it didn't, I'd likely be out of a job. Now that said, time does not heal all wounds.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?